Hey, how are you doing? I hope I'm not too late. I was hoping to visit early enough to help you unpack and make sure you get settled into your new place. I know how rough it can be moving into a brand new area for the first time. That's how it was with me. And you're living all on your own for the very first time. Oh, sweetie, you poor thing. It must be so intimidating thinking about all the scary adult things. But don't worry. You don't have to deal with it alone, you know? I'm always here if you need help with any of those adult things. You know, like setting up Wi-Fi or making sure all your bills get auto-paid. Or maybe how to pay for the gas before it starts pumping. Anything like that. Anyway, can I come in? I'd love to help you unpack and take a load off your shoulders. It's the least I can do, you know? You've always been coming and hanging out with my brother ever since you two were little. You know? You practically lived in my house. We were basically family. And if you let me in, I've got a little present for you, sweetie. I brought some burgers with my special stuffed buns. I made them especially for you because I know how much you love them. Oh, wow. I really did come at just the right time, huh? It looks like you haven't even set anything up yet. Not even the bed. Other than the frame, I guess. So, how will the two of us even manage without that bed being put up, huh? You know, you need to rest. And when we get tired from unpacking, what are we gonna do? That's why it's usually one of the first things you should focus on. Well, it looks like you're really going to put me to work, huh? There really is so much to unpack. I mean, look at all these packages. But don't worry, I can handle this, okay? When I first moved into my own place for the first time, I had a lot to unpack too. I literally felt like I moved my entire life with me. So I got really good at this. I'm sure you'd like it if we get this done pretty quick, right? Then we can have a bit of fun. Watching a movie or something to relax, right? Okay. Let's see here. It looks like this is your clothes, right? There's a box labeled shirts and pants, but this one's just labeled private. I'm guessing you don't want me to open this one, right? I can probably take a guess at what's inside. Don't worry. I don't judge, okay? I know you're a young man and you have a lot of fun things of your own. Like anime figures or something. Anyway, it looks like the dresser is one of the few things that we can start packing up. You know, all of your clothes into it, that is. Here. I can start with the box full of your pants. What? What's wrong? You don't want me going through your pants? Is there something you don't want me to see? Fine, I guess you're right. We should set up the bed first, right? I didn't say that was the most important part. I guess you're a really good listener, huh? You really, really listen to me. Well, the frame is already set up, so we just need to put the mattress down. Here, I'll take this side and you do that side, okay? All right. Just lift it. Oh, okay. All right. Put it down on the frame, okay? There we go. Wow. That was a lot heavier than I thought it was gonna be, but you know you look kind of beat already. You barely did any heavy lifting, and you already want to take that nap. Come on. I know you can last a little longer than that. You just... maybe you're a bit out of shape. No offense, I mean, I love you all the same, but maybe I need to make sure you start exercising. Do you have any ideas? Well, maybe we could go for a jog sometime. Or maybe I could help you out just around the place. But it looks like right now you just want to take a nap, huh? Wow. This bed really is soft, you know that? Where'd you get this mattress from? It's amazing. I just can't get enough of it. You know, maybe, just maybe, this means that I should stay here, right in your bed. I really can't believe you're keeping something like this all to yourself. Even though there's room for the both of us. It's not fair, you know that. But I guess naps can come later, okay? Right now, we need to focus on unpacking and making sure everything gets in its place. I know it's hard, sweetie, but you've got me to take care of it for you, okay? So don't worry. So, and how about we unpack the shirts next? And you're not listening to me, are you? You're going right for the food. You know, fine. I guess if there's anything you want to do to slack off, eating isn't the worst thing ever. And if you're really worn out, I want to make sure this big boy is nice and energized. So come on. Go ahead. Dig in. Good boy. Sorry for teasing you. It's just that you look so cute when you're eating. Like you look so happy. You need to make sure you finish it though, right? I'm sure you really like the taste of that meat, don't you? Yeah. Gosh, this was so delicious. I really don't know how you could ever pass one up. By the way, I noticed you might have accidentally thrown some of your clothes away. Your sweater's over here by the trash can. Were you gonna throw that away on purpose, or can I have it? I know it might just be junk to you, but maybe I kind of like it. Do you really mean it? Thank you. Thank you for letting me keep it. You're such a sweetie, you know that? But be honest with me, okay? Is there anything I can do to repay you? I mean, other than helping you unpack, of course. All this stuff obviously needs my help, but you know what? We need to stop slacking off. Come on, let's get back to work. At least if we keep going, we can wear ourselves out. And it's an even better excuse to climb right into your bed. It's just been so long since I've been able to be with you like this. I guess you're pretty excited to sleep in that new bed of yours, huh? All alone? Well, maybe you'll be alone. You know my offer's still on the table, right? We can relax together in that way too comfy bed of yours. It really does have enough room for the both of us. And you know, it is pretty mean to wear a girl out like this and not let her stay over. You're supposed to be a good boy. And you're supposed to treat your girls right, you know that? Well, assuming you're talking to other girls, you're not, right? I know you've gotten to be a pretty big boy, but I thought I used to be your favorite girl. Every time you'd come over and visit my brother, you loved to be all over me. You'd ask me so many questions and just be so mesmerized by me. So what? Are things still the same? Or maybe you've had a change of heart? You don't have to be shy, you know that, right? I thought maybe my hands were enough for you. Maybe you could figure out what I want. I'm just trying to be direct with you, okay? When I say that I want to be here, I want to stay over, that I think I belong in your bed. What do you think that means, huh? Think really hard, okay? I promise. I'm not trying to play with your mind, okay? You know what I want. I want to work hard for you. Since it's been oh so long since I saw you last. And I'll do a good job. I'll make sure all of your belongings, they're all unpacked. Even the ones that maybe I haven't seen before. How about that? Would you like that? I promise I'll do a good job, okay? I'll do a very good job. Because I always have known that you might have a liking for me. You don't have to blush like that. You know that, right? And you don't have to act like it was a surprise. You're really bad at hiding your feelings. Especially since, even when you were younger, you were so obsessed with me. The way that you looked at me when I came on your door, you looked like that same boy I knew. I know you haven't changed how you feel about me. So don't worry. I'll take care of you, okay? I'll help you unpack and take real good care of your package. So, I think this can wait, okay? Let's get on that bed of yours that we worked so hard to unpack. And let's put it to some good use. Would you like that? 'Cause I sure would. How about you? Take a seat and let me get those pants off of you. Just be a good boy, okay? Let me do what I want. Let me give you what you've wanted all this time. Seems like somebody's happy. So happy. When I touch it like that. Have you never been touched like this before? At least by another woman, that is. I'm guessing you do take real good care of yourself. You make sure you jack off when you're stressed, right? What you're supposed to do, you know. And I can tell that all this unpacking has you really stressed. But this poor baby, his arms are so sore. He's been lifting all these heavy weights, all these heavy boxes. So if I put my hand around it and I stroke it gently like that, yeah, does that feel good? But I won't let you just look at me like that, you know? I guess you've wanted to kiss an older girl for a while, right? But I guess we're kind of doing things out of order. Usually you kiss before you start, you know, giving a handsome man a free hand job. So why don't you come here and let me take care of you. This is your first kiss. It's honestly kind of cute, you know? I'm able to take your first for everything. Your first kiss. I get to be the first girl to touch your dick. To make you feel good. Does it feel nice? When you're not in control and I can be as fast as I want. And keep kissing you to make sure that nobody can hear you. What? Are you close already? You really are switching a lot down there, you know? I think somebody's happy to see me. So what? Would you like it if I let you come in my mouth? I'm sure you'd taste really good. And you can take my first, too. I've never tasted a boy's cum before. And I'd only want it to be yours. Since because you're such a good boy. So here, let me keep jacking you off. My mouth is right here. Oof.